请我们看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
我们今天要看腓拉铁菲和老底家那两封的书信。
We shall read the letters to Philadelphia and Laodicea.
还是照我们过去的做法，我念一封，我的弟兄念一封。
And just like before, I shall read one letter and my brother shall read the other.
启示录第三章第七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse
7. 你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真直是拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要是他们来在你脚前下拜，也是他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在铺天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的姓名都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And to the angel, this is verse 14. And to the angel of the assembly in Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou would rather cold or hot. Thus, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and am grown rich, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art the wretched, and the miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold refined by fire, and thou mayest be rich, and white garments that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of the nakedness may not be made manifest, and I self to anoint thy eyes, that thou mayest see. I rebuke and discipline as many as I love. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and am knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me. He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.
这七封的书信乃是使徒约翰在伯马海岛上从那一位升天的主所领受的。
These seven letters are what John received from the risen Lord on the Patmos Island.
就着历史来说，当时在第一世纪的末了，在亚细亚省有这个七个教会。
According to history, at that time in the province of Asia, there were these seven churches.
当我们的主行走在那七教会中的时候，
When our Lord was walking among these seven churches,
他发现他们的情形，
He discovered their conditions.
他就照着他自己来写信给他们。
He wrote to them according to himself.
但是我们知道就着预言的看法，
But we know that from the standpoint of prophecy,
这七个教会是代表历史历代神的教会。
These seven churches represent the churches throughout the ages.
以弗所的教会是代表使徒末日的那个时候。
The Ephesus church represents the churches at the end of the apostolic time.
我们看见在那个时候起初的爱已经失落了。
We see at that time the first love was lost.
所以主在那里呼召他们要悔改要回头。
So the Lord called them to repent and to return.
因为我们的主就是爱。
Because our Lord is love.
如果没有爱的话一切都是虚空的虚空。
Without love, all things are but vanity of vanities.
唯有爱能满足他的心。
Only love can satisfy his heart.
除了爱之外，其他的东西不能叫他喜乐。
Besides love, nothing else would please him.
使命来的教会在预言的看法上是代表第二世纪、第三世纪受苦的教会。
Smyrna Church represents the suffering church in the second and third century from the standpoint of prophecy.
他们在苦难的中间，主就吩咐他们要忠心一直到死。
In their tribulation, the Lord told them to be faithful unto death.
被加莫的教会是代表第四世纪到差不多第六世纪那个时候的情形。
The church at Pergamus represent the churches at the, from the 4th century to the 6th century.
我们看见在那个时候在 外面说来有一个极大的改变。
At that time, outwardly, there was a big change.
这个信主的人从被逼迫的那个地位忽然变成被世界上欢迎的地位。
The believers were originally suppressed, but now they were welcomed by the world.
所以基督教从那个时候就变了质了。
So from that point, the Christianity has changed its nature.
在起初的时候，我们看见还有忠心的人，像安提婆一样。
At the beginning, they were the faithful ones like Antipas.
但是因为他们向主忠心的缘故，他们就殉道了。
But because they were faithful to the Lord, they were martyred.
结果我们看见各种这个异端的教训就慢慢的就进来了。
So then we saw that the heresies came into the church.
推亚推拉的教会从预言的眼光来看是代表第六世纪到十六世纪一直到今天那个教会的光景。
The, from a prophetic standpoint, the church at Thyatira represents the church from the 16th, from the 6th century to the 16th century and until now.
这一个就是我们看见罗马天主教那个光景。
And this is the condition that we see in the Roman Catholics.
我们看见说神的那个单纯呢，已经完全失落了。
We see the simplicity of God is completely lost.
我们看见人的复杂就来充满了在当时基督教的里面。
We see the complicity of man fills in the Christianity at the time.
那个时候人在那里谈到那一些的深奥的东西，其实是撒旦深奥之理。
When people talked about the mysterious things, they were actually talked about the depth of Satan.
并不是神的奥秘。
Those are not the mystery of God.
神的奥秘是像婴孩就显明出来的。
The mystery of God is plain to babies.
像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来。
It is closed to those who are wise.
如果人自以为是聪明的。
If one thinks that he is wise.
他有人的聪明的。
And he has his human wisdom.
他对于神的奥秘反而是不能看见。
And he could not see the mystery of God.
如果有人在神面前有一个婴孩的那一个心智。
If one has a mind, a heart of a baby,
能谦卑在主的面前，
then he can humble himself before God.
神的奥秘就要向他显现。
The mystery of God will be revealed to him.
所以主在那个时候是呼召我们要回到基督的单纯的里面去。
So the Lord called us into the simplicity of Christ.
撒帝的教会就从预言的眼光是代表十六世纪那个开始的那个更正教或者说改教运动。
The church at Sardis represents from prophetic standpoint represents the churches starting from the 16th century, particularly the Reformed, the so-called Reformed Church.
因为在16世纪的时候，我们看见在欧洲有弟兄被主兴起来做所谓改教的工作。
In the 16th century, there were brothers raised up in Europe for what we call Reformation.
在开始的时候，我们看见实在是神在那里向着这个推呀推拉教会的一个反应。
And at the beginning, it was indeed a reaction of God to the condition of Thyatira.
在那个时候，特别注意的是一本公开的圣经。
At that time, one particular thing was an open Bible.
因为过去圣经是被锁连的。
Because in the past, the Bibles were chained.
并且圣经那个还是用那个古文的。
The Bibles were written in the classical language.
所以各国的人平常的人都读不懂的。
So the regular people could not understand it.
到了那个时候我们看见圣经就翻成各国的言语。
So at that time the Bible was translated into various languages.
并且在神主宰的安排里头那个印刷机啊就在那个时候开始了。
But also in the sovereignty of God,The printing machine was invented.
因为过去圣经都是要用手抄的。
In the past, the Bible had to be copied by hand.
你用手抄啊，只能抄多少本。
And if you copy it by hand, you can only do this many.
并且那个价值非常的贵重。
It was very, very expensive.
所以一般的人根本也没有办法有圣经。
So the ordinary people could not afford it.
不懂拉丁文，不懂希腊文。
Not only they could not understand the Latin or the Greek,
或者希伯来文
or Hebrew,
并且他们也没有这个资格来得着一本圣经。
And also they were not qualified to have a Bible.
所以神的话就完全隐藏起来。
So the word of God was hidden.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
当改教运动开始的时候
，at the beginning of the Reformed.Movement.
里面一件最大的事情就是圣经就翻成本土的言语。
The one of the greatest thing was that the Bible was translated into the native language.
并且印刷机啊开始了，所以圣经可以大量的印。
So and also Bible could be printed in large quantities.
许多的人都能读圣经。
And many people now can read the Bible.
能从圣经里头来看什么是神的话。
And they can see what is the word of God from the Bible.
什么他们所听见的不是神的话。
And what they have heard was not the word of God.
因为过去他们无从来知道。
Because in the past they could not judge.
同时我们看见那个时候最紧要的一个真理就是因信称义。
Also, the very crucial truth was the justification by faith.
因为那个时候根本对于得救这个问题完全是不明白了。
Because at that time, what is being saved was not clear at all.
以为说人一定要积功积德才有希望。
And at that time, people thought that they had to get good works in order to be saved.
所以马丁路德这一般的人就起来说，我们是因信而称义的。
So Martin Luther and his companies rose up and say that we are saved by faith.
起初的时候可以说是活的。
At the beginning, it was alive.
但是过了不久，我们看见有名无实。
But before long, only the name remained, and the reality had lost.
今天我们看到更正教，就是Protestant 这个光景。
Today we see the condition of the Protestants.
那实在是像撒帝这封的书信里面的光景。
And it is like the condition written in the letter to Sardis.
我们变成虚假。
And we become false.
我们失去了那一个在主面前的那个真诚。
That we have lost the sincerity before Lord.
所以主就呼召我们要回到他的真诚的里面去。
So our Lord called us to go back to his sincerity.
不要落在人的虚假里。
And do not fall into the hypocrisy of men.
今天我们要看最后两封的书信。
Today we want to look at the last two letters.
就着圣经的这个预言来看。
Again, according to the prophetic standpoint of
Bible. 我们可以说，腓拉铁菲的教会乃是十九世纪一个弟兄的运动。
We can say that the Philadelphia Church. Represents a brethren movement in the 19th century.
我们知道在十九世纪的时候，在地上有一个很大的运动。
We know that in the 19th century on earth there was a great movement.
我们在历史上就称它为弟兄运动。
In the history, we call it the brethren movement.
但是你如果看普通的那个教会历史的话
，But if you read the ordinary church history,
就是那一个官方的教会历史的话
，Which is the official church history,
根本你找不到这个弟兄运动的。
You cannot even find the brethren movement.
但是我们在事实上知道，在那个时候有一个极大的运动。
But we know, in fact, at that time there was a great movement.
开始的时候不过几个人。
At the beginning, it was only a few.
他们不愿意属于任何的宗派。
They were not willing to belong to any denomination.
他们愿意与神的众儿女有交通。
They wanted to have fellowship with all the brothers and sisters of God.
为着这个缘故，所有在宗派所有的宗派都拒绝他们。
And for this reason, all the denominations rejected them.
所以当初的时候就是几个人。
So at the beginning, there were only a few people.
在 Dublin 那个地方。
At Dublin.
在爱尔兰的 Dublin 的城里。
Dublin, Ireland.
他们有几个人在家里头就一同聚集摆饼来纪念主。
A few of them gathered at their house and they break the bread and they remember the Lord.
从那个时候开始，这个弟兄的运动就开始了。
From that point, the brethren movement started.
在他们中间呢，都是称为弟兄。
And they call themselves brothers.
当时有许多的人在他们中间有很高深的学问。
And many among them were very learned people.
有那个信徒。
Oh, they have degrees.
并且在他们中间也有许多人乃是贵族的。
And some of them were noble people.
是 titled, 有他 titled.
They have their titles.
但是当他们聚集在一起的时候，这些东西通通放在外面。
But when they gathered together, none of these things came in.
他们彼此都是弟兄。
They were brothers among themselves.
他们学习弟兄相爱。
They loved the brethren's love.
所以那个时候二十年之久啊，已经从这个 Dublin 一直蔓延到欧洲各比其他的地方去了。
So for 20 years, this movement moved from Dublin to Europe and to other places.
这个就是所谓弟兄的运动。
And this is the brethren's movement.
但是很可惜，过了二十年，他们中间就出了问题了。
But very regrettably, after 20 years, there were problems among them.
这个不是我今天要交通的东西。
And that's not the subject of my sharing today.
实在说了。
But in reality,
这个腓拉铁菲呀，它不是十九世纪开始的。
Philadelphia did not start in the 19th century.
你如果看教会历史的话，你看见说从第一世纪一直到二十世纪。
If you read the church history, you see from the first century until the 20th.
你还能在这里在那里看见弟兄相爱的光景。
You could see the condition of brethren's of love among brothers.Here and there.
所以不过从预言的眼光来看，我们说是从十九世纪开始的。
But from a prophetic standpoint, we say that this movement starts from the 19th century.
那么老底家的教会
and the church at Laodicea.
从预言的眼光来看，就是指着我们这二十世纪的教会。
And it refers to the 20th the church at the 20th century from its prophetic standpoint.
尤其当我们的主快要来的时候。
In particular, when our Lord is about to return.
我们看见那种不冷不热的情形。
And we see the condition of neither hot nor cold.
那种自满自足的情形。
That we are satisfied amongst ourselves.
这个就是老底家的光景。
And this is the condition of Laodicea.
这个就是代表这个二十世纪的光景。
And this represents the condition existing in the 20th century.
但是我们这一次在这里交通的
But this time when we gather together and we share,
也不是根据历史来看七封的书信
We are not reading the seven churches, these seven letters according to history.
也不是用预言来看这七封的书信
And neither from the standpoint of of prophecy.
我们是从属灵的情形来看这封七封书信
And we want to read the seven letters from the standpoint of spiritual condition.
所以你就看见说，虽然在这里有七封的书信。
So here you see, although we have seven letters,
并且每一封书信啊，是写给一个教会的。
And each one was written specifically to a church.
但是每一封书信的末了都说，圣灵向众教会所说的话。
But at the end of each letter, it says what the Spirit says,To the churches.
所以我们看见在历史历代教会。
So we see the churches throughout the ages.
你这七封书信里面的光景啊，你看见都有。
The conditions that described in these seven letters, they all prevail.
因此，圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Therefore, what the Spirit says to the church.
也是对我们今天说的。
Is what the Spirit says to us today.
他对以弗所教会说的话也是对我们说的
What it says to the Ephesus church, he says to us
他对斯美纳教会说的话也是对我们说的
What he said to the Smyrna church, he says to us
他对腓拉铁菲讲的话也是对我们说的
What he said to Philadelphia, he says to us
他对老底家讲的话也是对我们说的
What he said to Laodicea, he says to us
所以我们要听圣灵对众教会所说的话。
So we have to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
我们说，腓拉铁菲的教会和老底家的教会有非常相连的关系。
We say that there's a close relationship between the church at Philadelphia and also the church represented by Laodicea.
因为腓拉铁菲是弟兄相爱
Because Philadelphia means brotherly love
而老底家是众人的意见
Laodicea means the opinions of many
所以老底家是从腓拉铁菲堕落而成功的
So the Laodicea came to be because of the corruptionOf Philadelphia.
本来是腓拉铁菲
Originally, it was Philadelphia.
但是当腓拉铁菲堕落的时候
But when Philadelphia fell,
那个就是老底家
And that was Laodicea.
所以我们要把这两个东西放在一起来看
So we have to see these two things together.
我们先看腓拉铁菲
Let's look at Philadelphia first.
在七个教会的中间
Among the seven churches,
我们看见只有腓拉铁菲是教主心满意足的。
Only Philadelphia satisfied the heart of God.
主对腓拉铁菲说，我是已经爱你了。
The Lord said to Philadelphia, I have already loved you.
这个教会主只有称赞，没有责备。
To this church,The Lord has only praised. The Lord did not rebuke.
因为当他来到这教会中的时候，他找到了他的自己。
Because when he came to that church, he found himself.
他看见他自己在他们中间的地位。
He saw the position of himself among them.
他看见他自己的性格在那里彰显出来。
He saw his own character being manifested there.
他在那里看见他自己的荣耀能显现。
There he saw his own glory.
所以只有这个教会是叫我们的主心里满足的。
So only this church satisfied the heart of our Lord.
因为这个教会的光景与我们的主自己是完全相合的。
Because the condition of this particular church is completely consistent with our Lord.
他写信给腓拉教会教会的使者说。
And he wrote to the angel of the church at Philadelphia.
那圣洁真实，拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
He said, "These things said the holy, the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open."
这里他对腓拉特腓教会启示他的自己。
Here he reveals himself to the church in Philadelphia.
他是谁呢？
Who is he?
他说是那圣洁。
He is the holy.
那圣洁的。
He is the holy one.
当我们提到圣洁的时候
When we talk about holiness
特别在中文的里面
And particularly in the Chinese language
英文只有 holy 一个字
In English there's only one word holy
我们是圣洁两个字
But in Chinese there is two words There are two words
Holy and clean
Holy and clean
所以在我们的观念里头
And in our concept,
什么叫做圣洁呢?
What is holy?
恐怕我们的观念呢，对那个洁好像这个观念重一点，对那个圣的观念呢，反而淡。
And it seems that in our concept, we have paid emphasis on cleanness, but we have lighter concept about holy.
但是我们知道圣的反面呢，不是罪恶。
But we know the opposite of holiness is not sin.
所以这个圣的反面是什么呢
What is the opposite of holiness?
圣的反面就是平常
The opposite of holy is common
罪的反面是公义
The opposite of sin is righteousness
或者说公义的反面是罪
Or the opposite of righteousness is sin
但是圣的反面就是平常
But the opposite of holy is common.
当然我们这个所谓洁净的行为啊也包括在里头的。
And also, of course, this include our sanctified deeds.
但是那个主要的重点呢乃是执着那个性格说的。
But the emphasis talks about the character.
我们的神是圣的。
Our God is holy.
实在说来这个圣啊，是一个名词。
Actually, holy is a noun. Holiness.
神就是圣。
God is holy.
他是不平常的。
He is not common.
他是不平凡的。
He is not usual.
他与众不同。
He is different from everybody else.
你没有办法用什么来与他相比的。
You cannot compare anything with him.
他是单独的。
He is unique.
独一无二。
He's unique and there's none other.
他是至上的。
And he is the highest.
没有什么能与他平等的。
Nothing can be at the same level as he is.
这个就是我们的神。
This is our God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天在我们的观念里头对神是圣的那个观念几乎没有。
Today, in our concept, we almost have lost the concept of the holiness of God.
不错，我们的神是可亲可敬的神。
Yes, our Lord is somebody that we can draw near to, that we can love him.
但是我们不要忘记，我们的神也是至圣的神。
But let's not forget that our God is also the most holy one.
尤其在我们在二十世纪的时候
particularly in the 20th century now,
我们看见在一般神的儿女的中间
we see among God's children,
有一种的光景
there is a condition,
一面说来是好
on the one hand, good,
但是一面说来实在是极大的缺陷
on the other hand, it's really a shortcoming.
你知道在我们上一代的基督徒
you know,the Christians, which is an older generation.
我们发现在他们身上有一种敬畏神的那一种的光景。
We saw a condition of fear to God.
不错，我们说他们那样的敬畏神。
And we say that they fear God so much.
可能他们对神的认识不够。
Maybe they haven't known God enough.
所以他们对神的观念就说神是高高在上不可及的那位神。
So their concept about God is God is so up, so far away there.
但是他们对神有敬畏的那个态度。
But they have an attitude of fear and respect to God.
到了我们这个时代。
And coming to our generation.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我们开始看见说我们的神是爱我们的。
We start to see that our God loves us.
他是我们的父亲。
And he is our father.
我们的主是爱我们的。
Our Lord loves us.
他是我们的长兄。
And he is our big brother.
所以结果因着我们与他这样亲近的缘故。
And because we are so close to him.
我们就失去了一个敬畏的那个态度。
We have lost an attitude of fear and respect.
当我们来到他面前聚集的时候。
When we come gathering before him.
我们的脚可以放在桌子的上面。
We can put our foot on the table.
当我们祷告的时候。
When we pray.
我们说耶稣耶稣。
We can say Jesus, Jesus.
没有称他为主耶稣。
And we didn't call him Lord Jesus.
一面说来是亲近是好。
On the one hand, we are very close to him.
好像我们扑扑主耶稣的肩膀，我的弟兄啊。
As we pat on the back of our Lord Jesus, we said, my brother.
但是另外一面来说。
But on the other hand,
我们对于神是圣的那个观念完全失落了。
Our concept that God is holy.Has completely lost.
我们在神的面前失去了敬畏他的心。
We have lost a heart of respect and fear before God.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason,
我们的生活一起就放松。
And we have let our life loose.
我们认为说无所谓。
We think it doesn't matter.
反正他神是爱。
Because he is love.
没有关系
It doesn't matter.
主会原谅我的
But the Lord will pardon me.
所以在我们的生活上也放松了
So we get loose in our own life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要记得我们的神是圣的
We have to remember our God is holy.
你在读圣经的时候你看见说
When you read the Bible you see.
在天上
In heaven.
那些基路伯
All the cherubim,
他们昼夜不歇地在那里呼喊。
They cry out day and night.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
万军的耶和华。
The Lord of hosts.
全地充满了他的荣耀。
The whole earth is filled with his glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的神是不可比言的。不可 compare.
Our God is one that we cannot compare.
他是圣的。
Because he is holy.
他是独一无二。
He is unique.
如果我们看见这个，我们就能敬拜他。
If we can see this, then we can worship.
今天在教会中有一个最大的缺陷，就是不懂什么叫做敬拜。
Today in the church, there is a great shortcoming. We do not know.What is worship?
我们如果要敬拜的话，我们必须要看见我们的神是哪个圣哉。
If we want to worship, we have to see that our Lord is that holy one.
当在登山变化山上的时候
，And on the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们看见彼得，他以为说摩西和以利亚可以与主同等的。
Peter thought.That Moses and Elijah could be compared with our Lord.
但是我们的神是奇邪的神。
But God is a jealous God.
他说不。
He said no.
你如果要把摩西和以利亚与主放在一起的话。
If you want to put Moses and Elijah on the same level with the Lord.
神就把摩西以利亚挪去了。
And God moves away Moses, moves away Elijah.
这是我的爱子。
He said, this is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
In him I delighted.
你们要听他。
You shall hear him.
因为他是那圣者。
Because he is that holy one.
他是那个圣者。
He is that holy one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣灵是圣的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道我们的主那是圣的。
So we know that our Lord is holy.
因为他是圣的。
Because he is holy.
所以他才把我们分别为圣。
So he separated us to be holy.
我们本来在这个世界的上面。
That we were originally in the world.
我们与世界是同流合污的。
And we were mixed in the world.
但是因为他是圣的。
But because he is holy.
他不但赦免了我们的罪。
Not only he has forgiven our sins.
他不但洁净了我们。
Not only he has cleansed us.
他把我们分别出来。
He has separated us.
来归给他的自己。
To come back to himself.
因为他是圣的。
Because he is holy.
所以他说你们也要圣。
So he says,You shall be holy.
你们不应当平常。
You shall not be common.
你们不能与世界合流。
You cannot be mixed with the world.
你们不能掺杂其他的东西。
You cannot have other things mixed in you.
你们不能把人与神放在一起。
You cannot put man on the same level as God.
你们要向着他全心全意地敬拜他。
You have to worship him with whole heart, whole soul.
因为他是你的主。
Because he is your Lord.
他是你的神。
He is your God.
他是至圣者。
He is the most holy one.
我们只有俯伏敬拜。
We can only fall down before him.
我们只有在凡事上顺服他。
We can only be obedient to him in all things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在腓拉铁菲的教会里头，他们认识主是圣。
In Philadelphia, they know God to be holy.
所以他们分别出来。
So they separate themselves.
他们完全降服在主的面前。
They totally surrender before the Lord.
在他们的心眼中，只有主是圣的。
In their hearts, only the Lord is holy.
没有什么能与主平等的。
Nothing else can be at the same level.
一切都在主的脚下。
All things are under the foot of the Lord.
所以主在腓拉铁菲的教会里找到了他的自己。
So the Lord found himself in the Philadelphia church.
主在哪里说？
The Lord said,
我是那真实的。
I am that true one.
我是真。
I am the truth.
我们的神是真神。
Our Lord is the true God.
主耶稣说我就是真理。
Our Lord Jesus says, I am the truth.
圣灵是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of the truth.
我们在这里看见说什么叫做真理呢？
So here we see, what is the truth?
真理不但是道理是真的。
The truth is not only to say that this doctrine is real, is true.
真理在原文里头的意思就是实际。
The meaning of truth in the original language is reality.
实际。
Reality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的神是唯一在宇宙中的那个属灵的实际。
Our God is the only spiritual reality in the universe.
我们的主就是那个属灵的实际。
Our Lord is that spiritual reality.
只有在圣灵的里面，我们能摸着那个实际。
Only in the Holy Spirit that we can touch that spiritual truth.
其他的一切都是虚假。
Not everything else is but false.
罗马书说，唯愿神，唯有神是真的，人都是虚假的。
The letter to Romans says, Only God is true and men are all false.
所罗门他写传道书的时候，
When Solomon wrote an Ecclesiastes,
他说虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
He said, vanity and vanity, all things are but vanity.
什么是实际呢？
What is the reality?
实际就是那个永远的。
The reality is the eternal one.
实际就是那一个不能衰残的。
The reality is the one who doesn't fade away.
实际就是那一个不能玷污的。
The reality is the one who is spotless.
实际是那一个存到永永远远的。
The reality is the one who remains forever.
也永远不改变。
And will never change.
这一个才是实际。
And that is the reality.
其他的东西都要过去。
All other things will pass away.
世界和世界上的东西都要过去。
The world and the things of the world will pass away.
因为它要过去是暂时的。
Because they are going to pass away, that is only transient.
所以不是实际。
So that is not the truth.
因为都被玷污了。
Because that's also has spots.
所以不是实际。
So that was not the reality.
都要衰败的。
Because it is going to fade away.
所以都不是实际。
Because that's And then that's not the reality.
如果我们真正要抓住那个实际的话，
If we want to lay hold on the reality,
我们只有来到神的面前。
We can only come before God.
因为他就是那个实际。
Because he is that reality.
只有他能把这个实际给我们。
Only he can give us the reality.
一切不是出于基督的。
All things that are not from Christ.
他不是执着基督的道理说的。
Not only talking about the doctrine of Christ.
一切不是出于基督自己的。
And anything which is not out of Christ himself,
就是出于他的生命的,
and which is from his life,
都不是实际。
Nothing is the reality.
一切不是圣灵工作的结果。
Anything which is not the result, the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
都不是实际。
It is not the reality.
从神的眼中看来都是虚假。
From the eyes of God, those are all false.
凡不是从神那里出来的。
Whatever is not from God,
到了有一天，他不能回到神那里去。
One day, it cannot go back to God.
只有从神那里出来的，
Only what comes from God,
才能回到神那里去。
Can go back to God.
只有是基督。
Only the things that are of Christ,
才能回到基督里面去。
Is able to go back to Christ.
才能与基督联合。
That can be united with Christ.
好像夏娃与亚当联合一样。
As Eve was united to Adam.
因为夏娃是从亚当里面出来的。
Because Eve was taken out from Adam.
只有出于圣灵的。
Only things that are come out of the Holy Spirit.
能回到神那里去。
Could go back to God.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的主就是那一个属灵的实际。
Our Lord is that spiritual truth.
所以只有当你摸着基督的时候，
So only when you touch Christ,
在生命的里面，在生命的里面碰到基督的时候，
And you can touch Christ in life and in the spirit,
在你里面才有那个属灵的实际出来。
Then inside of you comes out the spiritual reality.
其他的一切都是虚空。
All other things are just vanity of vanities.
弟兄姊妹，我们天天在那里捕风捉影。
Brothers and sisters, every day we're trying to grab on something which is not there.
等到那一天来到的时候，
When that day comes,
你看见许多的东西都被火焚烧。
You see, many things will be burned up by fire.
人所称赞的，
What was the praise of man?
人所以为成功的，
What was the success in the eyes of man?
到了那一天，
That day,
没有办法回到主那里去。
They could not go back to the Lord.
但是在腓立比的教会里面，
But in the church at Philadelphia,
主找到了属灵的实际。
The Lord found the spiritual reality.
他们轻看在基督以外的那些东西。
They despise all things which are out of Christ.
他们追求基督自己。
They pursue Christ himself.
他们所经历的是基督。
What they experienced is Christ.
他们所知道的不但是基督的道理。
What they know is not only the doctrine of Christ.
他们从基督的道理里面进到那个活的基督的里面。
But from the word of Christ, they enter into the living Christ.
所以这一个叫我们的主心满意足。
And that satisfies the heart of our Lord.
主在那里说他是拿着大卫的钥匙。
The Lord says he is the one who holds the key of David.
他开了没有人能关。
And what he opens, nobody can close.
他关了没有人能开。
What he closes, nobody can open.
我们都知道大卫在这里又是一个象征的意义。
We know here David is again symbolic.
因为大卫是王。
Because David was the king.
大卫是代表国度。
David represents the kingdom.
大卫是代表宝座。
David represents the throne.
他代表权柄。
He represents authority.
所以这里说我们的主手里拿着大卫的钥匙。
So here it says that our Lord has the key of David in his hand.
因为这位大卫之子是大卫的主。
Because the son of David is the Lord of David.
他手里拿了大卫的钥匙。
He had the key of David.
换一句话说，在他手里有国度。
In another word, in his hand is the kingdom.
国度是属于他的。
Kingdom belongs to him.
神的国度是属于他的。
The kingdom of God belongs to him.
他有权柄。
He has the authority.
他可以把这个门打开。
He could open the door.
叫人能进来。
And let people come in.
他可以把这个门关掉。
He can shut the door.
人没有办法进去。
And man cannot come in.
是我们的主告诉我们说。
It is our Lord who tells us.
我们怎样可以进入天国？
How can we enter in the kingdom of heaven?
如果你读马太五章、六章、七章的时候。
If you read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
他就告诉我们说，怎样的人可以进到他的国度里面去。
He tells us what kind of people can enter his kingdom.
像这样的人，他要把天国的门打开。
For these people, he shall open the door to heaven.
在马太告诉我们说，你要进入天国，必须要用强暴。
He says in Matthew, when you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to enter by violence.
只有那个强暴的人得着了。
Only the violent one can get it.
什么叫做强暴呢？
What does it mean by violent ones?
今天我们听说强暴这两个字，就觉得这是不好的。
Today when we hear the word violence, we think this is no good.
但是这个字是综合性的。
But this is a neutral word.
看你怎么用法。
Depending on how you use it.
如果你对人强暴的话，这个不行。
If you are violent against a man, that's no good.
但是你对你自己强暴的话，这是进天国的条件。
But if you are violent against yourself, this is the condition for you to enter into the kingdom.
因为主说，人如果不舍己。
Because the Lord says, if one cannot deny himself,
你知道舍己就是对自己强暴。
You know, to deny yourself is to be violent to yourself.
哪里有一个人不爱自己的？
Who doesn't love himself?
他要把天国的门打开。
For these people, he shall open the door to heaven.
在马太告诉我们说，你要进入天国，必须要用强暴。
He says in Matthew, when you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to enter by violence.
只有那个强暴的人得着了。
Only the violent one can get it.
什么叫做强暴呢？
What does it mean by violent ones?
今天我们听说强暴这两个字，就觉得这是不好的。
Today when we hear the word violence, we think this is no good.
但是这个字是综合性的。
But this is a neutral word.
看你怎么用法。
Depending on how you use it.
如果你对人强暴的话，这个不行。
If you are violent against a man, that's no good.
但是你对你自己强暴的话，这是进天国的条件。
But if you are violent against yourself, this is the condition for you to enter into the kingdom.
因为主说，人如果不舍己。
Because the Lord says, if one cannot deny himself,
你知道舍己就是对自己强暴。
You know, to deny yourself is to be violent to yourself.
哪里有一个人不爱自己的？
Who doesn't love himself?
哪里有一个人不体贴顾念自己的？
Who is not mindful of himself?
但是你在哪里否认你的自己？
But if you deny yourself,
你否认你自己的意见。
You deny the opinion of yourself.
你否认你自己的主张。
You deny what you claim for yourself.
你否认你自己的喜好。
You deny what you like.
你否认你自己的这个 rights， 你这个权利。
You deny your own rights。
甚至你否认你自己的性命。
Even you deny your life。
凡是为着我的名，主说是伤生命的。
So the Lord says, for my name's sake, if he who loses his life，
他要得着生命。
He shall have life。
这个就是强暴的意思。
And this is the meaning of violence here。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters。
主有这个钥匙。
The Lord has this key。
他已经把这个钥匙开了。
He has opened the door with this key。
他告诉我们说。
He said，
我们如果要进到天国里去的话。
If we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven，
我们要先求他的国和他的义。
We have to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness。
这样他乐意把国赐给我们。
Then it pleases him to give the kingdom to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
我们在这里看见，在腓立特腓的教会里，
Here we see in the church in Philadelphia，
他们这一班的人，
The people there，
他们尊他们的主为他们的大卫。
They exalt their Lord to be their David.
他们以他们的主为他们的王。
They take their Lord to be their king.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主来到地上是来做王的。
Dear brothers and sisters, when our Lord comes to the earth, he comes to be king.
马太福音告诉我们说他是生下来做。
The book of Matthew says that he is born to be king.
我们今天是不是看见我们的主耶稣是我们的王？
Do we see today our Lord Jesus is our king?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们认识他是我们的救主。
We know him to be our Savior.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know?
当我们承认他是我们救主的时候，
When we acknowledge him to be our Savior,
我们是中心。
We are the center.
他是来救我们。
He is the one who come to save me.
只有当我们看见他是我们的王的时候，
Only when we see him to be our King,
这一个是叫他得着我们。
Then he gets us.
今天我们是不是服在他的权柄的底下？
And today do we submit under his authority?
今天我们是不是活在天国的里面？
Do we live today in the kingdom of heaven?
如果今天我们受天的管理的话，
If today we are ruled by heavens,
到神的国降临到地上来的时候，我们才能在里头有份。
When the kingdom of God comes down to earth, then we can be a member of it.
我们可以与我们的主一同掌权一千年。
Then we can reign with our Lord for 1,000 years.
所以在这里给我们看见，就是拿着大卫的钥匙。
So here we see our Lord has the key of David in his hand.
人能把地上的门关起来。
Men can close the door on earth.
能把会堂的门关起来。
They can close the door to the meeting hall.
当时那个犹太人他们的会堂。
The Jewish synagogue.
那本信主的人不从会堂里赶出去。
And they chase out those who believe in the Lord.
人可以把会堂的门关起来。
Men can close the door to the meeting hall.
但是主说，我开的没有人能关。
But the Lord says, when I open, nobody can close.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你愿意进会堂的门呢？你愿意进天国的门？
Do you want to enter the door to the synagogue, or do you want to enter into the door to the heavenly kingdom?
在腓拉铁菲有一种的光景。
In Philadelphia, there was such a condition.
他们真是以基督为他们的王。
They exalt Christ to be their king.
让主在他们身上有完全的主权。
They let Christ to have authority on them.
因此国度是赐给他。
Therefore, kingdom was given to them.
在腓拉铁菲教会的里面，
In the Philadelphia church,
他们是弟兄相爱。
They have brotherly love.
腓拉铁菲就是弟兄相爱。
Philadelphia means brotherly love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们不愿意做弟兄。
Today we do not want to be brothers.
我们认为做弟兄这个味道不够。
And we think it is not tasty enough to be just a brother.
我们要做师父。
And we want to be teacher.
我们要做领袖。
We want to be leaders.
这样才好像能叫我们里面满足。
Then it seems to satisfy me.
就着我们的天然来说，
According to our natural condition,
我们不愿意做弟兄。
We are not willing to be brothers.
我们总是盼望出人头地。
We always want to be ahead above others.
我们总是盼望我们能高高在上发号施令。
We always want us to sit up high and command others.
不管我们是怎么样，
No matter what condition we are.
你知道主十二个门徒，
You know, the Lord had 12 disciples.
就着他们的出身来说，
According to their upbringing.
实在说来，没有一个是高贵的。
And none was noble.
只有就着他们的职业来说，
According to their profession,
恐怕也没有什么高贵。
And probably none was too noble.
打鱼没有什么高贵。
Fishermen, not much.
做税吏能赚很多钱，但是被众人看轻。
And tax gatherer, he could gain much money, but people despise him.
就着他们的学问，
but according to their knowledge.
好像都是无知的人，从来没有上过学的。
It seems they didn't go to school.
那就是说没有进过拉比学校的。
And they did not go to the rabbi school.
恐怕这十二个人中间最能干、最聪明的就是犹大。
And maybe among the 12, the most able and most smart was Judas.
所以实在说来这十二个人是无名小卒。
So, we can say that all these 12 people were nobody.
但是他们中间不愿意做弟兄啊。
But they did not want to be brothers among themselves.
就说你们都是弟兄啊。
The Lord said, you were brothers.
但是他们不愿意做弟兄啊。
But they are not willing to be brothers.
他们跟从主三年多之久啊。
They have followed the Lord for 3 years.
但是有一个功课一直学不会。
But one lesson they did not learn.
就是他们不要做弟兄。
Which they were not willing to be brothers.
他们总要做在弟兄中之上的那一个人。
And they all want to be the one who was above the other brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们也是。
It's the same condition with us.
我们不甘心就做一个弟兄。
We are not willing to be just a brother.
或者说就是做弟兄的话也要做大弟兄的。
And even we want to be brother, we want to be that big brother.
那姊妹也在内。
And including the sisters.
因为姊妹是女弟兄。
Because the sisters are female brothers.
从前有这样的一件真的事情咯。
There was this true story.
有一次女托信弟兄对一个弟兄说。
Once Brother Watchman Nee said to a brother,
你去通知弟兄们。
You go tell the brothers.
所以就问你弟兄。
So that brother asked Brother Nee.
你叫我通知男弟兄与女弟兄。
You want to notify the male brothers or female brothers.
他这个话很有道理。
And he was really quite reasonable.
因为我们都是弟兄。
Because we are all brothers.
因为我们里面的生命都是儿子的生命。
Because we all have the life of son.
但是可惜我们不愿意做弟兄。
But regrettably, we are not willing to be just brothers.
我们也不愿意相爱。
And also, we are not willing to love each other.
我们盼望大家都爱我。
We want all to love me.
但是要我来爱的话，
But for me to love,
这个代价太大。
The price is too high.
我们不愿意相爱。
We are not willing to love one another. 就
是我们天然来说没有这件事。
According to our natural condition, we cannot find this.
我们说相爱相爱都是假的。
And we say love each other, this is all false.
我们天然里面都是要人爱我们。
In our nature, we want others to love us.
但是我们爱别人非常的灵血。
So when we love others, when we want to love others, we are very stingy.
这不是我们天然所能做得到的。
And this is not something we can do by our natural condition.
只有主的生命在我们里面。
Only when the life of the Lord is in us.
只有十字架的工作在我们的身上。
Only when the work of cross is on us.
叫我们愿意做一个弟兄。
So that we are willing to be a brother.
也叫我们能彼此相爱。
And are willing to love each other.
你知道在保罗的经历里面。
You know, in the experience of Paul,
本来他是扫罗。
He was Saul.
他是逼迫基督徒的。
He was persecuting the Christians.
在大马士的城里面。
In the city of Damascus.
他眼睛也瞎了。
He was blind.
他尽是祷告。
And he was fasting and praying.
看见有一个人进来。
He saw a man coming in.
按手在他的身上。
And laid hand on him.
说一句话。
Said,
兄弟。
Brother Saul.
Brother.
Brother.
这个世界中最美的音乐。
This is the most beautiful music in the world.
他知道他是教会的仇敌。
He knows that he was the enemy of the church.
但是竟然有一个人来。
But there's one coming in.
安守在他身上与他联合。
Laying hand on him to be united with him.
你是我。
You are my brother.
我是你的弟兄。
I am your brother.
我不知道保罗在那个时候心里怎么感想。
I do not know Paul's thought that time.
常常有人叫我蒋公公。
And sometimes kids call me a grandpa.
大概因为我头发有白。
Maybe because of my white hair.
但是你知道，我最喜欢听见的就是蒋弟兄。
But what I like to hear the most is brother come.
我记得我在香港的时候。
I remember when I was in Hong Kong, there was a little boy. He didn't know how to call me. And I said, call me Brother Kong. So they all call me Brother Kong. And that name was truly sweet. Dear brothers and sisters, let us be brothers. Let us not be enemies. We have one Father. We have one life. We have the same life among us. We believe in the same Lord. Why can't we be brothers? Why can't we love each other? There were two verses in the Bible. Precious. John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever shall believe him shall have eternal life, but not perish. Another verse. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16.
主爱我们，为我们舍命。
The Lord loves us and gave his life for us. From then on, we know what is love. You shall lay down your life for your brother. Dear brothers and sisters, wherever you see God's children willing to be brothers, wherever when you find brothers love each other, the heart of our Lord is satisfied. Because he sees among this group of people himself. If we love our brother, we serve our brothers. If we love our brother, we lay down our life for our brother. Not because it is not what we do, it is the Lord in us. So Philadelphia Church can satisfy the heart of the Lord. These years I have a very deep feeling in myself. In the church we talk about authority, authority, and authority. But we seldom see love. I often say that love is authority. Today the church fell for a reason. The reason is we are not willing to be brother. We all want authority. We grab authority. We grab benefits. This is not the church. This is just a society. The church is love. The church is love among brothers. This is the character of Philadelphia. Another character of Philadelphia. The Lord said, you have a little power. You have just a little power. Dear brothers and sisters, and today we want the very powerful one. If we are just powerful, we can do great things.
换一句话说,
in another word,
在我们的观念里头就是大大大,
in our
In our concept, it's big and big and big.
越大越好。
The bigger, the better.
越大越成功。
The better, the more successful.
但是这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
主说你略有一点点。
The Lord said you have a little power.
你没有很大的能力。
You do not have great power.
你有一点点。
You have a little power.
但是这一点的能力是出于神。
But that little power comes from God himself.
今天在教会里面,
Today, in the church,
许多大的能力,
many great powers
都是魂的能力,
are the result of soul,
都是自己的能力,
are the result of themselves,
都是出于人自己的,
they all come out of man themselves.
因为他要为自己成功大事
because he wants to establish big things for himself
好像只有大才是成功
as only big things can be considered successful
但是我们记得
but let's remember
在撒迦利亚书第四章第十节里头说
in Zechariah chapter 4
你知道以色列的移民他回到耶路撒冷
when the remnants of Israel's came back to Jerusalem
他们重建圣殿
they built rebuilt the temple
但是他们的人数有限
but they do not have many people
因为大部分的人不回来
because most of them won't come back
他们手里的钱财有限
and they only have limited money
他们的材料有限
and they only have limited material
当他们在那里盖圣殿的时候
when they were building the church
他们越看心里有比气
when, the more they see the more they were discouraged
他们说就是我们把它盖起来怎么能与所罗门的圣殿来相比
They say even when we build this temple how can this temple be compared with that of Solomon
所以神的话领导他们说
The word of God came to them
你们不要轻看这小事的日子
Do not despise the day of the small thing
弟兄姊妹今天我们是小事的日子
Today, we are the day of small things.
主他的教会为小群。
The Lord called his church a little flock.
路加十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
是小的。
It's small. Little.
我们的主在地上的时候是谦卑的。
When our Lord was on earth, he was humble.
在街上听不到他的声音。
You could not hear his voice on the street.
教会在地上乃是像一个小的芥菜种一样。
The church on earth is like a little mustard seed.
但是今天呢?
But today,
要大。
We want big things.
为着要大的缘故我们在圣灵的能力之外就加上其他的能力
In order to make it big and we bring something other than the Holy Spirit the power of the Holy Spirit into this
就说你不要轻看小事的
The Lord says do not despise the day of the small things
这是我个人的感觉
This is my personal feeling
我相信在主还没有来之前
And I believe before the Lord returns,
你不能盼望看见在地上有这么大的事情。
You cannot on earth such big things.
我意思属灵的事。
I'm talking about the spiritual things.
主在各地有他隐藏的人。
The Lord has the hidden all over the place.
他们清心在那里祷告。
And they pray with a pure heart.
人看不见
Man cannot see them
世界不知道
The world doesn't know them
连宗教的世界也不知道
Even the religious world does not know them
但是他们在那里向着主
But they are there facing the Lord
他们有一点的能力
And they have just a little power
那一点的能力是把撒旦的国
And that little power is the one that destroyed the kingdom of Satan.
主对撒迦利亚说
The Lord said to Zechariah,
你不要轻看小事的日子
Do not despise the day of small things.
那七个眼睛
And the one who has seven eyes.
就是这座主的眼睛。
And that refers to the eyes of the Lord.
他看见苏罗巴伯手里拿着正成神心里就欢喜了。
And when he saw the weight and the line on the measuring line on the Zerubbabel, his heart was satisfied.
他的心里就满足了。
His heart was satisfied.
这一个能满足的心。
And that satisfies the heart of the Lord.
换一句话。
In another word,
实际,
reality.
实际不会太大,
reality cannot be too big.
虚假可以很大,
falsehood can be very big.
但是主所要的是实际,
but what the Lord wants is the reality.
那一点点是出于他的能力的。
That little thing is out of his power.
能满足他的心。
And that can satisfy his heart.
不是依靠势力。
It's not by power.
也不是依靠才能。
Nor by might.
是靠着他的灵方能成事。
But by the Spirit of the Lord.
当然腓立特教会还有其他的特点。
Of course, there are other characters of the Philadelphia Church.
他们遵守主的道。
And they kept the word of the Lord.
主的道在这里是忍耐的道。
And the word of the Lord here is the word of patience.
你看我们的主多忍耐。
You see how much patience our Lord had toward us.
他在地上的时候被人弃绝。
When he was on earth, he was rejected.
但是他祷告说父啊赦免他。
But he prayed to the Father, he said, Father, forgive them.
他今天在宝座的上面。
Today he is on the throne.
他有权柄，有能力。
He has authority, he has power.
但是地上的人在那里辱骂他。
But men on earth, they despise him.
他没有大雷。
And he did not send down thunder.
他多忍耐。
He has patience.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天凡是遵守主道的人。
Today, those who keep the word of the Lord.
今天那一般追求属灵实际的人
those who pursue spiritual authority
在地上必须忍耐
they have to endure on earth
因为要被人轻看
because they shall be despised
要给人认为你狭窄
they shall be considered as narrow
你要受许多的逼迫
and you will be persecuted
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
but dear brothers and sistersToday is the day to keep the word of endurance.
忍耐到底的必然得救。
He who endures to the end shall be saved.
他们没有弃绝主的名。
They have not denied the name of the Lord.
他们以主的名为宝贵。
They consider the name of the Lord to be precious.
他们把自己降服在主的名的底下。
They surrender themselves.Into the name of the Lord.
伏在主的名下。
They surrender, they prostrate under the name of the Lord.
不是称他的名就完了。
It's not only just to proclaim his name.
真是伏在名下。
And truly prostrate under the name of the Lord.
这样的人。
These people.
主在他们中间是被尊敬的。
The Lord was exalted among them.
主在他们中间是被高举的。
The Lord is exalted among them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个就是腓立特。
This is Philadelphia.
无论在什么地方。
No matter where.
无论在哪一个时代。
No matter when.
尤其在我们这一个时候。
Particularly in this age.
如果我们弟兄能相爱。
If we brothers can love each other.
如果我们能追求属灵的实际。
If we can pursue spiritual reality,
而不是追求那些外面的伟大,
and not the outward bigness,
做一些轰轰动动的大事,
and to do great things,
我们只愿意谦卑地跟从主,
we only want to follow our Lord with humility,
走十字架的道路,
and walk on the path of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这一个就是腓立特。
This is Philadelphia.
这一个是主所知道的。
This is known.By God.
但是腓立特不久变成老底家。
But before long, Philadelphia turned into Laodicea. Laodicea is the corruption of the Philadelphia.
本来是弟兄相爱,
and originally it was brotherly love.
现在不要做弟兄了,
now they don't want to be brothers anymore.
变了众人,
they become just individuals.
换一句话说这个人出来,
and then his man comes out.
弟兄是主出来,
when you talk about brothers, the Lord comes out.
但是众人是人出来,
when you talk about individuals, 我, man comes out.
我每个人都跑出来,
and everyone comes out.
这个我出来,
it's I, and I.
那么我出来的时候,
when I comes out, my opinions comes out.
最代表人的就是意见,
you know what represents a person the most is his opinion.
最在人身上最难对付的就是意见,
the one which is the hardest to deal with is opinion.
如果你的意见受了对付,
if your opinion is dealt with, then your man is dealt with.
你去试试看,
you just try it.
所以你就看见说,
so then you see the condition is completely different.
从弟兄相爱,
from brotherly love into the opinions of many.
他们的光景怎样呢?
What's their condition?
他们说我们是富足的,
they say we are rich.
我们已经发了财了,
and we have wealth.
我们样样都有,
and we have everything.
样都不缺,
we lack nothing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
其实他们已经贫穷可怜,
their real condition is they are poor, they're pitiful, they are naked, they are blind. Philadelphia represents spiritual reality. Laodicea represents obsession. These people were obsessed.
中迷到一个地步,他们不认识他们的情形。
They were obsessed to an extent they did not see their own condition. What they see the condition in themselves is totally opposite to what their real condition before God. But they still consider themselves to be great. And this is obsession.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当你碰到一个中迷的人的时候,
when you meet an obsessed man,
那真是没有办法,
and it's very difficult.
因为什么呢?
Why?
因为他自己以为样样都有啊,
because he thinks he has everything.
样都不缺,
he lacks nothing.
那么像这样的人, 你怎么办呢?
Now, what can you do with such a man?
为什么他们进到这个光景里?
How can they fall into such condition?
因为他们骄傲,
because of their pride.
所谓树林的骄傲,
the so-called spiritual pride.
意思就是说他们骄傲他们树林,
because they were proud of their spirituality.
一面来说也不能说他们没有可夸的地方,
on the one hand, you cannot say that they have nothing to be boast of, because they in the past had the experience of Philadelphia. But those experiences should bring us into humility.
如果你把那些的经历来高举你自己了,
if you use these experiences to exalt yourself, and this is obsession.
他们一做迷,
when they were obsessed,
那么没有办法,
then there's no way out.
骄傲,你知道骄傲从哪里来的?
Do you know where pride comes from? Pride.
骄傲是从己来的。
Pride comes from self.
己从哪里来的?
Where does self come from?
鸡是从撒旦来。
Self comes from Satan.
当时的天使长把自己变成撒旦，就是因为骄傲。
At that time, when the archangel turned himself to be Satan because of pride.
所以今天在每一个基督徒都带着骄傲的心智。
So today, in every self, there is this nature of pride.
有的人骄傲他世界上的雄伟。
Some are proud of the knowledge in the world.
但是最没有办法的就是骄傲。
But the most difficult is the one who is proud of his own spiritual.
因为照人看来，一个人真迷了，好像没有办法。
Because according to man, when one is so obsessed, it seems to be no way out.
但是主为着爱，老底家的缘故。
But because the Lord loves the Laodicea,
他还在那里劝他。
He still advised them.
他说，你看不见。
He said.You cannot see,
但是我看见。
But I see.
我劝你。
I advise you.
我劝你。
I advise you.
我劝你买金子。
I advise you to buy gold.
火炼的金子。
Refined by fire.
叫你真正富足。
So that you can be truly rich.
他们的富足。
They're rich.
他们说我们有金子。
They say we have gold.
我们有真理。
That we have the truth.
所有的真理都在我们这里。
We have all the truths in us.
所有的教训都在我们这里。
All the teachings are here.
在全世界别的地方，你根本听不到什么东西。
And in other places in the world, you cannot hear anything.
因为我们有金子。
Because we have the gold.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他这个金子是假的。
This gold is a gold.
不是真的金子。
It's not the real gold.
是信仰，是信条，是信规。
It was the creed, it was the doctrine, it was the rules.
是死的字句。
It was the dead letters.
你抓住这个死的字句。
You laid hold on this dead letter.
去抠那个字句。Dig into the
words. Dig into the words.
好像就说我们这一班的人乃是正统。
As to say that we are the canonical ones.
我们守住这个主的道。
And we kept the word of the Lord.
法利赛人还不是这样吗？
This is how Pharisees were.
里面没有活的信息。
Inside there was no living faith.
与那位活的主没有交通。
Was no fellowship with that living Lord.
所有所谓的信心都是空东西。
And the so-called creed.It's only objective things.
都是听来的。
They're all just a hearsay.
没有主观与主的交通。
They do not have the subjective fellowship with the Lord.
这个活的信心是需要经过试炼的。
This living faith has to be tried.
是要出代价。
You have to pay a price.
他们不愿意出代价。
They are not willing to pay the price.
他们觉得从上代这么传下来，就是他们的。
They think they have inherited from their upper generation. Now it belongs to them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
But dear brothers and sisters,
这是主意啊。
This is obsession.
如果我们要追求属灵的实际,
If we want to pursue spiritual reality,
我们必须出代价。
We have to pay the price.
不出代价, 你得不着活炼的金子。
If you do not pay the price, you cannot have the gold refined by fire.
主说你要去买白衣替你穿上。
The Lord says, you shall buy the white garment to put on.
来遮盖你的赤身。
To cover your nakedness.
他们像亚当夏娃一样。
They are like Adam and Eve.
用无花果的叶子编的裙子。
They cover themselves with the fig leaves.
但是主来的时候。
But when the Lord came,
他们说我们是赤身。
And they said we were naked.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
他们靠他们自己的义。
And by their own righteousness.
以为他们比什么人都好。
Thinking they are better than anybody.
但在神面前是赤身的。
But before God, they are naked.
只有主是我们的义。
Only the Lord is our righteousness.
我们没有什么可以夸口。
And there's nothing for us to be proud of.
我们都是罪人中的罪人。
We are the first among sinners.
是蒙他的怜悯。
We are saved by grace.
他把基督替我们穿上做我们的衣。
That he put on Christ as our righteousness.
要基督的义，基督成了我们的义。
So that Christ become our righteousness.
要基督的生命在我们里面组织起来。
So the life of Christ is constituted in us.
变成众圣徒的义。
It becomes the righteousness of the saints.
你知道那个心腹啊，是穿了那个光明洁白的细麻衣。
You know the bride is put on the fine linen, the garment of fine linen.
这个是她结婚的礼物。
And this is her garment for the wedding.
这个是什么？
What is that fine linen garment? And that is the righteousness of the saints.
圣徒的义是什么呢?
What is the righteousness of the saints?
不是你凭着你的天然所做的那些对的事。
It is not the right things that you have done according to your natural things.
那是基督的生命在你里面。
But the life of Christ in you.
把你里面一切的不义除去。
And taken away the unrighteousness in you.
叫你
So that you become a righteous man before God.
你在神面前，神认为说你是对的。
Before God, God said you are right.
这个就是结婚的礼物。
And this is the garment for the wedding.
如果你要结婚，你赤身的话不能结婚。
And you cannot go to the wedding naked.
你一定需要穿上。
You have to put on that white garment.
是用主的血所洁净的。
And that was cleansed by the blood of the Lord.
是彰显出主自己的性格来。
It expresses the character of the Lord.
是主在里面组织成功。
It was constituted by the Lord in you.
是圣灵在那里刺绣成功。
It is embroidered by the Holy Spirit in you.
这样，你能参加那个婚礼。
Then you can join the wedding. So you have to buy this. You have to pay the price. The Lord said you have to buy the eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you can see. When you are obsessed, you are blind. You know, obsession has to do with the mind.
你的心思里面中迷了。
And in your mind, you are obsessed.
就是怎么都转不过来了。
And you cannot turn around.
你就是有这样的一种的观念了。
And you have this concept.
那么因着你中迷的缘故，眼睛要瞎。
And because of your obsession, eyes are blind.
你看也看不见。
Cannot see.
别人在旁边看看很清楚。
When other people see you from the side, they are clear.
但是你根本看不见。
But you are not clear.
所以主说你要买眼药来擦你的眼睛。
So the Lord says you have to buy the eye salve to anoint your eyes.
你要听圣灵向众教会所说的话。
You have to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
你知道听圣灵的话是需要出代价的。
You know you have to pay a price to listen to the word of the Spirit to the churches.
牧师的时候，人的耳朵发痒，听他喜欢听的话，不要出代价。
In the end time, the man's ears get itchy. He wants to listen to what he likes to listen. Doesn't want to pay the price.
但是你要听圣灵的话，要出代价。
But you have to pay a price in order to hear the word of the Spirit.
圣灵像眼药一样，要擦我们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit is like eye salve. It has to anoint our eyes so that we can see. But sometimes, even if you entreat, it's not used, it's in vain. So the Lord said, Who I love, I shall discipline, I shall rebuke.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当一个人做迷的时候,
when one is obsessed,
你劝也劝不听,
even if you advise and treat, it's useless.
所以正言怎么说呢?
So what the proverb said,
你要用 上来打一个愚昧的孩子，叫他生起来。
So you have to use a stick to strike on a foolish child so that he can wake up.
他这么不行，他就是不行。
He is not able.
所以你这个杖一下来，醒过来。
So he is not awake. So when you use the stick, then he awakes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见主的杖到处在那里打。
Here today we see that the stick of the Lord is striking every place.
感谢神，有的人醒过来。
We thank God, the Son is awake.
但是许多人还是没有醒。
But many have not awakened.
主说你要悔改。
The Lord said, "Repent."
你要把过去那些的观念完全抛。
You have to lay down your previous concepts.
什么叫做悔改？
What is to repent?
悔改是心思的改转。
To repent is to change the mind.
你心思里面有一个变化。
That there is a change in your mind.
本来你是这样的观念。
Originally, you have this concept.
以为自己样样不缺。
Thinking you have lacked nothing.
你轻看别人。
You despise others.
现在你看见你一无所有。
Now you see that you have nothing.
人人都比我好。
Everyone is better than I.
你谦卑在主的面前。
If you humble yourself before the Lord.
你谦卑在弟兄姊妹的面前。
You humble yourself before your brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers.
主说。
The Lord said.
我要进来。
I shall come.
你知道主已经在门外。
You know the Lord is at the door.
你的作迷已经把主推到门外去。
You're obsessed.Has rejected the Lord outside of your door.
但是当你悔改的时候，
But when you repent,
主要进来，
the Lord shall come in
与你作息，
to sup with you,
与你交通，
to fellowship with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
一个作迷的人，
one who is obsessed,
已经失去了主的交通，
has lost the fellowship with the Lord,
失去了主，
has lost the Lord.
他抓住那些主以外的。
He got hold of these things which are outside of the Lord.
但是已经把主关在门外。
But he had closed the door on the Lord.
但是当我们醒过来的时候，
But when we became awake,
主要进来，
the Lord shall come in,
要与你交通，
shall sup with you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
最宝贝，
the most precious is the presence of the Lord.
最宝贝，
the most precious thing
就是主的交通，
is the fellowship of the Lord.
有主。
It is enough to have the Lord.
让他们去得着一切。
Let them have everything.
让我们得着主。
Let us have the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主在这里。
The Lord is here.
他呼喊。
He is calling us.
叫我们不要做。
For us not to be obsessed.
要回到属灵的实际里。
To return, we have to return to the spiritual reality. Has lost the Lord.
他抓住那些。
He got hold of these things which are outside of the Lord. But he had closed the door on the Lord. But when we became awake, the Lord shall come in, shall sup with you. Dear brothers and sisters, the most precious thing is the presence of the Lord. The most precious thing is the fellowship of the Lord. It is enough.Let them have everything. Let us have the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is here. He is calling us for us not to be obsessed. To return, we have to return to the spiritual reality. In another word,When the Lord is walking in the churches, what he is looking for is himself. If he can find himself, his heart is satisfied. If he cannot find himself, one day, the lampstand shall be taken away. May the Lord have mercy on us. Let's bow down and pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Because you truly have loved us. You loved the church and gave yourself for the church. You are so patient, you are so tolerant. You have so much great mercy and loving kindness. We thank you and praise you because your spirit is still calling.
You're
calling for us to return. To return to yourself. Because you are our life, you are our way. You are all to me. Lord, we thank you and praise you that this time we can gather before you. That we can pursue you together. And you say, seek and she shall find. So Lord, we lay ourselves in your hand. Lead us to walk the way before us. So that we can see you with boldness. And may you honor to obtain a group of people that love you with a pure heart, that faithful unto death, that follow you to the end.
Oh,
our Lord, we praise you, we thank you. We know your Holy Spirit is working on earth. You shall have what you want to have.
Amen.
Your glory shall fill the whole earth. Amen. We worship you. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Before our brother has some further announcements, inside of me, I feel,
虽然弟兄姊妹没有叫我做代表,
although brothers and sisters have not asked me to be the representative,
但是我们知道你们的心,
but we know your hearts.
所以我要没有等你们同意要代表你们,
so I would like to represent you to say some words even you have not chosen me to be your representative.
这一次在南加州的弟兄姊妹,
this time, the brothers and sisters in Southern California, they have labored days and nights, not only in this conference time, before the conference, because they love the Lord, they love brothers and sisters, they have put in themselves, much. Some we have not
seen.
But the Lord has seen.
我们在这里享受,
we here enjoy. So we, I think we can't leave this place.
一面感谢神,
and on one hand we thank the Lord.
他们同心合意,
they have done this thing with one accord.
一面我们要感谢所有劳苦服侍我们的弟兄姊妹。On
the other hand, we want to thank those brothers and sisters who have labored to serve us.
我们愿意主的话应验在他们身上。May
the word of the Lord apply to them.
事必受更为。It
is more blessed to give than to receive.
我要谢谢弟兄姊妹。
I have to thank brothers and sisters.
Thank you.